Residents of Cape Cod, Massachusetts are worried about their water supply. Pollution from the Massachusetts Military Reservation is turning up in public wells on the west end of the Cape. The base already is engaged in a massive $300 million cleanup of spent jet fuel and artillery ordnance. Steve Young of member station WCAI reports.
At the heart of the Massachusetts Military Reservation's testing range is a four-acre plot of land known as Tank Alley. From the front seat of his military vehicle, Captain William Myers points out the rusted remains of blown-apart tanks and other armored vehicles dating back to the 1940s and 50s.
They'd place armored personnel carriers, tank targets along this, and they'd simulate like tank columns. And they'd have forward observers that would sit up on these observation posts, and they would call in artillery fire.
For decades, Army officials denied that pollution from artillery and mortar fire, as well as spent jet fuel, was seeping into the aquifer that provides water for all the towns in the western third of Cape Cod. The denials came despite ample scientific evidence and vigorous protests from local residents. In 1989, the Environmental Protection Agency declared the base a federal Superfund site, and in 1997 halted artillery testing on the base. That year, military officials did an abrupt about-face. Colonel Joseph Materia, one of the officers in charge of the Army cleanup, is blunt about the Army's previous attitude.
We were wrong. We were very defensive in not recognizing the concerns that were out there and actual damage that occurred through the Cold War and through ignorant use of the base. And I think it's unfortunate.
Many longtime activists believe the base should never have been built here in the first place. They point out that Cape Cod, which has a year-round population of 250,000, is a narrow strip of land with a shallow water table. Joel Fagenbaum argues that despite the Army's kinder, gentler attitude, it shouldn't be allowed to stay.
It's just so incongruous to have Cape Cod, you know, that everybody thinks is this playground and paradise here on the seashore, and all those nice songs about, you know, salty air and beaches and so on, and they've got this terrible operation that's been going on here since the war.
Now there's more bad news. Last month, Cape residents and officials were shocked when perchlorate, a chemical found in rocket artillery ordnance, was found in the public water system in the town of Bourne, a mile west of the base. Tests showed that 70% of the town's water supply was contaminated. Tom Cambereri, a water expert who helped negotiate the cleanup agreement with the military, says the discovery means that the groundwater pollution is far more extensive than previously believed.
The Bourne Water District is a district that was thought to have ample water supply. That whole equation has changed now. It's a tragic thing. It's a terrible thing that's happened.
The discovery revived long-held fears among neighbors of the military base. One of these fears is that the pollution is responsible for the Cape's higher-than-normal cancer rates. Government officials, including representatives of the military base, acted quickly to reassure residents by calling an informational meeting at a Bourne Elementary School gymnasium. About 300 Bourne residents showed up, including Linda DeBenedictis, who's lived in the small town for nearly 20 years.
My number one concern is the health of my family, myself, my husband, my three children, and what's going to happen to us down the road. For years, they've been talking about the elevated cancer risks here on the Cape, and now this is very scary. It sounds like our water is very unsafe.
Health officials at the meeting pointed out that perchlorate doesn't cause cancer, although it can cause thyroid problems, and Army officials promised to immediately build a pipeline to provide the town with fresh water. But distrust of the military will likely persist on the Cape as scientists continue to puzzle over how deep and widespread the pollution beneath the base really is. For NPR News, I'm Steve Young on Cape Cod.